Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. As Chris, we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, for this one, we're going to go back to April 3rd, 1997. It's a home game, the second game of the year for the San Francisco Giants. It's against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Opening day had 41,996. The second game, 8,099. It's a Thursday, and it's at Candlestick. It's 1997, and it's a very important game, because it's the second game of Jeff Kent, who has come over in a major trade over the winter. November 13th of 96, Matt Williams and Trinidad Hubbard are traded to Cleveland for Joe Roa. Jeff Kent, who's he? Julian Tavares and Jose Vizcaino. And now it's Jeff Kent, a member of the San Francisco Giants. But it's his second game as a Giant, and it's 1997, and it's Candlestick Park.
Marty, you mentioned who's he regarding Jeff Kent. A lot of people were asking that question. A lot of people who thought they knew a lot about baseball thought that the Giants maybe could have gotten Jeff Kent, just waited a few more days, and they could have picked him up off the waiver wire or something. There was a guy who had shown some offensive production in his career, albeit somewhat, muted. The Giants believe he could become a top run producer.
Well, Kent is in the lineup, and for the Giants that day, it's Darrell Hamilton leading off. Vizcaino hit second. Glenn Allen Hill hit third. Bonds hit fourth. Ken hit fifth. JT Snow, Bill Miller, Wilkins the catcher, and Osvaldo Fernandez from Cuba is the starting pitcher. Cook is going for the Pirates. Womack, Allensworth, Martin, Johnson, Elster, Jason Kendall, Guillen, and Joe Randa for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So it's the second game of the year for the Giants, and it's against the Pirates, but it is the second game now for Jeff Kent in his new digs, as they say, in San Francisco. All right, first inning. Giants get on the board. Hamilton walks. Vizcaino walks, and a wild pitch. Glenn Allen Hill strikes out, and then Bonds hits a sacrifice fly, getting one run in, and then Jeff Kent electrifies the crowd of 8,000 with his first home run as a Giant, and it puts the Giants up 3-0.
That's a scene that Giants fans would see repeated quite a bit over the next several seasons. Jeff Kent, I believe, memory serves me right, is the all-time home run leader among second basemen. I personally think he should be in the Hall of Fame, but apparently a lot of my brethren and sistren who have Hall of Fame ballots must disagree with me.
Well, for Jeff Kent, he is now a San Francisco Giant, and the Giants have this lead now 3-0. In the third inning, they go up 4-0, and they're not done yet. Osvaldo Fernandez, I love these names. He draws a walk. Hamilton gets a base hit. Vizcaino sacrifice. And then Glenn Allen Hill, it's a ground ball to third. Fernandez breaks for the plate, and he's thrown out at home on a fielder's choice. Bonds walks, which we saw so much in his career, and Jeff Kent came up, and he doubled. Hamilton and Hill scored. The Giants went up 6-0. JT Snow ended the inning with a ground ball to short, and that was it. But the Pirates aren't done. They get four in the fifth inning. Mark Johnson hits a three-run homer. One in the sixth, so now it's a 6-5 game as we get into the latter innings.
Those latter innings were a problem for the Giants in part, Marty. You know, especially the previous year, they really didn't have much of a bullpen. This would be a charm season for the Giants, and one reason was the relief corps that Dusty Baker had going for him.
Well, in this game, just so we get the pitching up to date, Fernandez goes 5 innings, gives up 6 hits, 4 runs. He's followed by Rich DeLucia, Rich Rodriguez, the lefty, Julian Tavares, who makes his Giants debut, Doug Henry, Jim Poole. All right, so now we're in the eighth inning. It's 6-5, and here they go again. Vizcaino, a base hit. Glenn Allen Hill, a walk. Bonds, a walk. They're loaded up, and Jeff Kent comes up. Sacrifice fly. Giants now go up 7-5. Snow and Miller strike out to end the inning. So in his second game as a Giant, and why this one is one of the great games in Giants history, because what he accomplished afterwards, this was the beginning, and who was Jeff Kent? The Giant fans got to see him. Hits a home run and drives in 5 runs in this game, and Rod Beck comes in, he strikes out Jason Kendall to end the game, and the Giants end up winning it 7-5 over the Pirates.
you can easily say, Marty, that this was one of General Manager Brian Sabian's best deals. The Giants had to make a choice, trade either Bonds or Matt Williams, because they didn't want two guys taking up too much of the payroll. They knew one of them would take up quite a bit, but they had to decide which one. They decided to keep Bonds, jettison Matt Williams, which was a tough decision, but look who they got in return.
You're trying to prove yourself. You're trying to forge some relationships and prove yourself to other teammates. You're trying to show the coach that them making a trade for you was worth it. And then you also try not to come in with the attitude that you're going to fill somebody's shoes, because usually you're going to replace somebody. So you don't want to fill in for them or replace them in a better way. You just try to smooth that transition in.
Yeah, no, Brian Sabian took a lot of heat for this trade. I remember that, and this was his first big trade as general manager of the Giants. Well, 1997 turns out to be a good year. The Giants go 15-10 in September. They win the division over the Dodgers by two games. They're 90-72. Jeff Kent played for the Giants from 97 to 2002. His MVP season, of course, was 2000. But down the stretch in 97, Chris, I remember this, talking to Jeff Kent down the stretch and what a pro he was. Giants won two big games in September at Candlestick. One was Kirk Reeder beating the Dodgers 2-1. And the other one was September 18th, where Brian Johnson hit the home run, which we call the Brian Johnson game.
That's right, Marty. That was one of our greatest games that we reminisced about, I believe, last year. And it's worth reminiscing about again. And as we're talking about tonight, the career of Jeff Kent must always be kept in perspective. Not only did he excel with the Giants, after he left the Giants, he excelled even without batting ahead of or behind Barry Bonds, which of course would help any hitter. But Jeff was able to continue to excel, and that just shows what kind of quality hitter he was.
Well, I agree with you. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. For 1997, the game, the year we're talking about, 155 games. He only hit 250, on base at 316, but slugged 472. 90 runs scored, 38 doubles, 2 triples, 29 homers. This is a second baseman, 29 homers, 121 RBIs. And for him, you look at his career numbers of a batting average of 290, 356 on base, 500 slugging. Participated in 1,261 double plays. For me, that is those are Hall of Fame numbers. But this was a good one. April the 3rd of 1997, I ran into umpire Eddie Montague and reminisced a little bit. He threw Jeff Kent out, one of Jeff Kent's first ejections, May 19th, 97. Eddie was umpiring second base, and Kent was arguing about a call at second base about a drop ball on a tag. And Eddie got into it with Jeff Kent and threw him out of here. And Eddie's, of course, says Kent turned out to be a great ball player. But Chris, that's another great game in Giants history.
Definitely. As you just indicated, a fiery performer. Ex-teammates tell me, maybe Jeff could be a little rough around the edges when it wasn't game time. But when it was game time, during those nine innings or more, if necessary, he was the best teammate they could want.
He was a pro. Well, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.